All right, how are y'all this morning?
Good.
All right, y'all remember anything from last Sunday? Honest, okay. All right, I'm going to ask y'all some review questions. What did Joseph do when his brothers arrived in Egypt for a second time? He brought them into his house and prepared a big feast for them. All right, did Joseph's brothers recognize who he was? Yeah, they thought he was dead. All right, think about these questions just while I read. What did Joseph put in Benjamin's sack? Who did Joseph send after his brothers? And what punishment would Benjamin receive for having the cup in his bag? All right, so if you have your Bibles, turn to Genesis 44, and we'll start in verse 1. All right. Then he commanded house steward, saying, "Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in the mouth of his sack. Put my cup, the silver cup, in the mouth of the sack of the youngest, and his money for the grain." And he did as Joseph had told him. As soon as it was light, the men were sent away, they with their donkeys. They had just gone out of the city and were not far off when Joseph said to his house steward, "Up, follow the men, and when you overtake them, say to them, 'Why have you repaid evil for good? It is not this the one from which my Lord drinks and which he indeed uses for divination? You have done wrong in doing this.' So he overtook them and spoke these words to them. They said to him, "Why does my speak such words as these? Far be it from your servants to do such a thing. Behold, the money which we found in the mouth of our sacks, we have brought back to you from the land of Canaan. How then could we steal silver or gold from your Lord's house? With whomever of your servants it is found, let him die, and we also will be my Lord's slaves." So he said, "Now let it also be according to your words. He with whom it is found shall be my slave, and the rest of you shall be innocent." Then they hurried, each man lowered his sack to the ground, and each man opened his sack. He searched, beginning with the oldest and ending with the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore their clothes, and each man loaded his donkey. They returned to the city. When Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, he was still there, and they fell to the ground before him. Joseph said to them, "What is this deed that you have done? Do you not know that such a man as I can indeed practice divination?" So Judah said, "What can we say to my Lord? What can we speak? And how can we justify ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servants. Behold, we are my Lord's slaves, both we and the one in whose possession the cup has been found." But he said, "Far be it from me to do this. The man in whose possession the cup has been found, he is my slave. But as for you, go up in peace to your father." All right. All right. So what did Joseph put in Benjamin's sack? What type of cup? Correct. Good job. Who did Joseph send after his brothers? He sent his servant. He accused them of stealing Joseph's cup. All right. What punishment would Benjamin receive for having the cup in his bag? What's that? No. He would become Joseph's slave for life. It looked like Benjamin would never return to his father, just like Joseph never returned to Jacob after his brother sold him into slavery. So Joseph could not see the hearts of his brothers had they changed. Were they as jealous of Benjamin as they were of Joseph? If the opportunity arose, would they gladly forsake their father's favorite son, as they had 20 years earlier? At the feast, Joseph had given Benjamin 5 times more food than his brothers. While everyone else got 1 plate of meat and 1 piece of chocolate cake, Benjamin got 5. Then, when the time came for the brothers to head home, Joseph and his fancy silver cup was placed in Benjamin's sack. He made it look like Benjamin was a thief. When Joseph's servant came after them with accusations, they denied it. "We would never steal," they insisted. The servant began searching each man's bag, and to the brothers' horror, he found Joseph's silver cup in Benjamin's bag. These brothers once ripped Joseph's princely robe off of him in jealousy, but now they ripped their own clothes in grief. They had once been glad to get rid of their father's son, but now they refused to let him go. They had once returned to their father without Joseph, but now they could not think about returning without Benjamin. God's grace had changed them, so much so that Judah offered to become a slave in Benjamin's place. They no longer were jealous of Rachel's sons. The bitterness they had towards their father for his favoritism was gone. Their hearts were full of love towards their father and Benjamin. They would rather die than see harm come to them. What joy this must have brought Joseph. God's grace was at Joseph's sinful family, working true repentance and changing the hearts for his glory. So the main idea of this event is that Joseph's test revealed that God has graciously changed the hearts of his brothers, and he can do so with anyone. So let's praise God that there is no heart too hard for him, and pray that every member of your family would know the transforming power of his grace. Let's pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you today to thank you for every spiritual blessing. We thank you for every trial, for it produces steadfastness and it makes us righteous. We pray that the deacons and the elders at this church will raise these children to become Christ-professing believers. And pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.